Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
Career 360, hosted by Bernard Lim, only on Money FM 89.3.
This is Primetime on Money FM 89.3. I'm Howie Lim, sitting in for Bernard Lim. Now, according to the International Labour Organization, the ongoing COVID-19 has not only severely affected public health, it's also resulted in economic and social impact that's threatened the long-term livelihoods and well-being of billions. This includes 1.6 billion informal economy workers out of a total worldwide of 2 billion that have suffered massive damage to their capacity to earn a living. With the pandemic accelerating the world's transition to a digitally led one, organizations and individuals are now playing catch-up to remain relevant in this changing workforce. While societies and businesses try to mitigate the impact of the pandemic by pivoting towards digital and contactless mechanisms for transactions, how can workers remain agile and adaptable so as to keep pace with these vastly changing labor market demands? We're speaking today to Aziza Shirin, who's Regional Director for Singapore at General Assembly, on forging the way forward with proactive upskilling. Aziza, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me, Howie.
So how do you think COVID-19's accelerated this digital transformation for companies worldwide?
So I would say that with COVID, it's really pulled the future forward in the digital journeys for a lot of companies. You know, companies ranging from restaurants to retailers that have traditionally been brick and mortar, they're now going more digital with e-commerce and delivery services. You know, and what we're seeing is that while there are companies that are not usually digitally savvy and they're suffering a little bit more in this crisis and they're trying to figure out how do we adapt quickly, we're also seeing a lot more tech-enabled businesses that are kind of moving at a really high speed to capitalize on the new opportunities. For example, Zomato, which is an Indian food delivery and restaurant aggregator unicorn, you know, the moment COVID hit and India started going into lockdown, they actually transitioned over to a grocery delivery business, and they were able to capitalize on it. Closer to home, we've got NinjaVan. It's a last-mile logistics provider. They've just raised $279 million in Series D funding. And for most of us who've ordered anything online in the past year, it's likely been delivered by NinjaVan.
Here's the thing, though, Aziza. We've heard about digitally transforming for quite some time. So obviously, the pandemic has accelerated things. Have you seen businesses actually take heart? It's a do-or-die situation now. Transform or die, really.
Yeah, I don't think businesses have a lot of options, I'm afraid. I think it's more like a lot of businesses were starting to hire like chief digital officers, chief transformation officers, and they had these plans that were like, okay, 2025, 2030, here's where we're going to be.
What?
And because of COVID, a lot of that is now happening.
So let's talk about then for the average worker, what does that mean? Because we've also heard in Singapore, the government rhetoric has been to really you need to upskill, really need to stay relevant and unlearn and relearn and all those words. And people have just been maybe a little afraid. They think digitally transforming or picking up digital skills means becoming some sort of tech savvy scientist type thing. But it's really not the case. If you've used a computer before, you're tech savvy to a certain degree. It's not that you're completely tech spaz, as I would like to call it.
That is totally true. I feel like, you know, part of it is also what we've been fed in the media, right? You know, every time you think of tech, you think of like a bro with a hoodie and, you know, with like lines and lines of code that looks like it's out of the Matrix, right? But tech is not just about coding. It's about, you know, being more digitally savvy, understanding how technology works for your role, no matter whether it's marketing or business development or logistics and delivery. And we just got to get more comfortable with knowing how tech tools are impacting our jobs. And, you know, we're definitely seeing a lot more people and companies starting to invest in this. And we're seeing a lot more people be more open to learning new skills. For example, one of the initiatives that we've launched since Circuit Breaker is for the past 4 weeks, we've been running something called Free Fridays, which is a series of workshops across topics like product management, data science, coding, and user experience design. And we've had over 10,000 people attend those in Singapore in just the past 4 weeks. So I think there's definitely a lot of hunger there. We've just got to feed it.
What should we leave behind then in 2020? If we talk about that L&D anthem of learning, unlearning and relearning, upskilling, reskilling, cross-skilling even.
I think the main thing to leave behind in 2020 is, you know, when we were growing up in Singapore, we were told, you know, you've got to ace your 16 years of schooling, go through primary school, secondary school, tertiary, university, and you're set for life. Mm. And a lot of us coming out of university, we were like, we didn't know we had to learn again in 10 years' time. We didn't know that we'd be sitting in classrooms feeling like we were
the
learning
half
for the first life
time. Of skills now is even more half or something. I read.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, you know, every 3 to 4 years, you're going to have to reskill because technology is changing at such a rapid pace. So I think in 2020 and moving forward, we just got to feel more comfortable learning things, and we got to feel more comfortable asking questions. And it's okay to not get things right the first time around. As adults, I think that's a foreign concept to us, whereas kids have it more right.
Mm. The rhetoric here in Singapore as well has been to obviously learn, reskill, upskill, etc. And the government's been really good about that, giving us money to go learn for Skills Future, from Skills Future, etc. But I think anecdotally what we're hearing is, I don't know what to go learn. I don't know what I don't know, and what should I pick up? There's just a plethora of courses out there.
So there are a few great suggestions that I would give for someone in that position. Firstly, figure out what you might want to do. A great way to figure this out is to, you know, go look at LinkedIn, you know, for jobs that you're aspiring to, see what kind of skills that they've listed over there. And then look for free, sources, like, for example, our Free Fridays. There's a whole host of other webinars and free resources you can get online. Start dabbling in a little bit of these. And once you're more sure of which areas you want to upskill that's in your interest, and it's also what your company or the industry needs, then you're going to dive deeper and actually invest your time and energy into reskilling. One of the programs that we're running with the Infocom Media Development Authority, IMDA, is a program called the Tech Immersion and Placement Program. This aims to support Singaporeans who are reskilling. So if you're a Singaporean who wants to reskill and move into a data science or a software engineering role, you get anything from a $9,100 to $11,700 subsidy. So that's like a huge investment that the government is making in helping people who want to take that next step to reskilling. But before you get there, you want to use all the resources that are available on the internet, start attending more events, talk to people, figure out where the industry is moving, and gain those skill sets.
We're speaking with Aziza Shirin, who's Regional Director for Singapore at General Assembly. Aziza, is that part of proactive upskilling? Doing due diligence, right? Figuring out what you might want to learn, what sort of jobs you want to go get, and then figuring out what sort of skills are required.
Yeah, for sure. I would say that, you know, rather than be reactive, we're seeing a lot more companies that are going to come out of this COVID, you know, in a better position. We're seeing them be more proactive. We not just train individuals, we also train companies. Mm. And even though there are companies that are thinking about cutting back on other areas, we're seeing companies starting to invest more in L&D because they realize that once you come out of COVID, you need the kind of people who've got the skills to execute for what your business is at that point. And your business is going to be a lot more digital. And now's a great time for you to be reskilling your people.
Let me be lazy and ask you, what do you think the hottest skills will be?
Well,
just so I can bypass the research myself.
You know, some of the hottest skills I would say is data literacy. I think that's one thing we're seeing across multiple areas. It's not just about being a data scientist. For example, even if you're a marketer, knowing how your ad spends are working, knowing how your Facebook and Google Analytics are working, those are so important. So I would say the top up there is digital literacy.
Mm. Okay, for let's say the new grads, we're hearing they're having some trouble, obviously, to try and get themselves a new job or their first job, as it were. So they don't have a professional network per se. They're just at the beginning of their careers, yeah? So how do you think they can go about expanding a professional network that might help them?
I totally feel for anyone graduating right now, because I graduated in the financial crisis about a decade ago.
Oh. Oh, I graduated the previous Asian financial crisis, and I remember too.
Oh, man, I had a major in finance, and I was like, oh, God, banks are tanking. What am I going to do with my life? So I totally empathize with anyone who's graduating right now. What I would recommend is, I also know that a lot of companies are starting to, like, cut back on entry-level roles. However, there's always going to be opportunities. What I would tell them is, you know, there's a lot of online events that are being held. If there's an industry you're interested in, reach out on LinkedIn to someone who is in that company or in that industry, you'd be really surprised at how many people actually say yes to like a 5 to 10 minute chat with you. And the other way is to really learn by doing things. For example, a lot of people think that what you majored with is what you need to hold on to for the rest of your life. If you majored in something that's not working in the current economy, you just got to learn how to pick up new skills to complement your what you've learned so that you can get a job in this climate.
So people staying home, well, we've got a couple more weeks before our circuit breaker measures lift in order to combat COVID-19. What sort of skills could we pick up, say, whilst at home? What should we be looking at?
Well, it would really depend on what roles you're in. There are a lot of companies right now that have got free webinars. You know, for example, you could go on ga.co and look at our free Fridays list. One of the other things that I would tell everyone staying home is to also take care of their mental health. You know, one of the things that we started our day with at 8 a.m. today was a mental health session by our VP of diversity, as well as therapist, who was kind of talking to us about how you need to keep your sanity while you're working from home. So that's always a great skill to have, you know,
what
come out of this whole
suggest?
Thing with your sanity intact.
What did she suggest? Meditation, perhaps?
Well, she suggested, you know, going out for walks, but socially distancing yourself. Mm. She also suggested just making sure that you're getting some sunlight. And journaling was another thing that was suggested. For example, we partnered with an organization called The Kind Friend in Singapore, where the founder of The Kind Friend, Jeannie Lee, she shared with our audience how we can use journaling as one of the tips to, like, kind of keep you sane throughout these times.
Where are you personally, Aziza? You're geared up for when circuit breaker measures are lifted, gradually, of course, to head back to work maybe, or what's happening over at General Assembly?
Well, as soon as circuit breaker hit, in fact, 2 weeks before circuit breaker hit, we moved all of our courses online. Mm. The good thing is that we've actually been running remote courses for the past 4 years, so we'd already had the tools and the systems intact. And most of the people at GA who work here are kind of digitally native, so it's a bit of an easier transition for us. As well, when we go back to campus, that would depend on regulatory advice from the Council for Private Education, so we're just waiting for them to let us know. But for now, one of the things that we're trying to ensure is that our learners, you know, their learning is not getting disrupted because of COVID. For example, even with employment, right, we've had graduates who've graduated in the past 2 months, and it's really interesting. The entire job search has been remote. The interviews have been remote, and some of them have started onboarding to new jobs entirely remotely.
Remotely, yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
They might start work never having set foot into HQ or something.
I know, and we just hired someone 2 weeks ago, and I've never met this person except for on Zoom.
That is the new reality, isn't it?
Yep, totally.
Aziza Shireen, Regional Director, Singapore at General Assembly. Aziza, thank you so much for your time and stay safe.
Thank you for having me, Howie.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.